Greetings and salutations, my love. I apologize for the reception, but I'm afraid you didn't leave me much choice. Dreadful etiquette, I know, but the extreme always seems to make an impression. How are you, Kelvin? We are going to be here for a while, so I don't want the ropes cutting off your circulation. Nothing too tight. Good. I guess we should get right to it then. I know I told you that in 7 schools and 7 years, nothing changed but my locker combination. But that was a lie. I changed. You changed me. You made me feel things I never thought I could feel. Made me believe. Being with you makes me feel more alive than anyone I have ever met. You understand me just like I understand you. I understand how much you love the way my breath fills on your neck when I'm moving close to you, feeling your pulse flutter as I graze my teeth over your throat. Hearing your breath catch when I press up against you and kiss up to your ear. I love being this close to you, touching you, feeling you respond to me, feeling you respond to me. And I understand how much you love the way my hands feel, squeezing and kneading my body. God, you're already trembling. I knew you wanted this too. Wanted my hands sliding under your shirt so you can feel my calluses against your skin. Just relax. I know you have missed this as much as I have, and I know you were scared before, but there's nothing to be afraid of. I love you, and I'm going to prove it to you. But we should really get you undressed first. Look how wide your eyes are. I knew you'd like this idea. I can't untie. Still have a lot to talk about. So I am afraid the curtains is a color, but I will buy you a new one. 100 new ones. Anything you want. Now hold still. I don't want to cut you accidentally. Let's see a slit here. There. One more, and ta-da! Off comes the shirt. You're the blueest bra for me. You know it's my favorite. It's almost a shame to have to cut it off, but I love how the tip of the knife leaves little white stripes across your skin as it trails over. Down and back up and over to the other one. Now, if I just reach around, I have been used to these breasts. How hard your nipples get for me. How much love having them so. Was there a moon? Shake your head all you want. I know what I heard. God, I'm so hard I can't concentrate. I need to feel it as you went around my car. This is what you do to me just for a minute, just so I can think again and we can talk. I'm going to put the knife on the table and get undressed. Straddle you and slide my cock between this perfect breasts and oh fuck you. Yeah, I feel good, so warm and soft. Oh god, why don't you trust a little? Just for a minute. Fuck, I love looking down at you. Oh yeah, do like it. A little faster now. That's right, I could get a better angle if you held your own tits, but I don't think I can trust you enough to untie your hands yet. Why don't we take this gag off instead? then I can watch my car push between your tits and those beautiful lips. Okay, I'm taking it off now, but don't scream. I won't do you any good. Your parents are gone. Your dad said something about a tennis racket, and then your mom called him an idiot and they left. There's no one here but us, so there's no point in screaming. Damn it, I just said there was no point in screaming. Would you stop that? No one can hear you. You know that. Fine, scream all you want. It won't help. You are mine. Aha. Don't you turn your head away. I say don't turn away. Would you knock it off? Stop struggling. Fine, you want to play rough. We'll play rough. Open your mouth. Open your mouth, that's more like it, and I better not feel any teeth. Now let me get my other hand in your hair, and fuck, I had almost forgotten how incredible your mouth, so hard and wet. Sakata, good girl, that's right, show me how much you missed my cock. Fuck, yes, better use your tongue if you want to keep it. God, I love you so much. You're not struggling now, are you? Not when you finally have what you wanted. I'm going to move closer. So you take me deeper. That's it, baby. Just like that. A little more. Just a little farther. I know you can take it here. Let me help. That's better, isn't it? Feeling my cock sliding into the back of your tight little throat. Look at me while I fuck your mouth. God, you're beautiful. Damn. Yes. I'm going to come, darling. Yes. And, yeah. Damn, that was amazing. You are amazing. Do you have any idea how sexy you look with my cum all over you like that? That's not what I asked you. No, I'm not going to untie you. You're mine, yes, you are. Hey. Hey, I'm trying to bask in the afterglow here. Yes, you are. R2. Forget it. I'm putting the rational. You obviously aren't ready to be rational, but it's okay. We have time. You'll see reason eventually. It's just a shame you had to spoil a moment being stubborn. But it's okay. I forgave you. It's partially my fault. Showing up unannounced and just expecting you to be there for me. Nothing in return. No consideration for your needs. It was very selfish of me. And I am sorry. But I promise that I can do better. That I will do better. Starting right now, with this troublesome little skirt, I really does need to go. Where did I drop my knife? Oh, there it is. Now, hold still again, lover. Okay, so let's continue this later from the bottom. And damn, this seam is thick. Hang on. Shit, damn it. Maybe if I brace my foot against wall and ha, I got it. Sorry, that probably wasn't too comfortable, but it had to be done. You naked except for your blue eyes and my cum, like a filthy smurfed. You really are gorgeous. I think we should leave that eyes on, don't you? Makes it feel taboo. Like we're being all moody. I just split the center seam and. Oh, God, you smell better than a turbo dog. I knew you wanted this. I knew you wanted me. And I can give you what you need, what none of those slings can provide. We just need to send this pretty little panties to join your bra on the floor. There, that wasn't so bad. Much easier than the skirt. Again, I'm sorry about that. It was not my intention, no. Now let's give this a tug and... there's my pretty little pussy. And it looks like you have missed me almost as much as I have missed you. No? Let's just see, shall we? God, yes. Two fingers straight in without a hitch. Here I thought I might need to help prime the pump, but you're already raring to go, aren't you? I guess sucking my cock still does it for you after all. Still, it is good manners to lend your hostess a hand. Do you like that? No? No? How can you still deny what we have, what we feel, when it's obvious how much you still love me, how much you still need me, how much you still love my fingers pumping into you? I can see it, I can smell it, I can feel it, and now I can taste it. You need me. You are mine. Look at your damned hand. I mean, what kind of person burns their own hand with a cigarette lighter, huh? The kind of person that needs someone to look after her. To take care of her. Someone to protect her. If only from herself. You remember this feeling, don't you? My body hovering above you. Pressed against your knees, lit, desperate for your heat, poised on the brink, taking you. You remember how good it feels when I finally do, stretching, trusting, claiming, I am. be here for you, to help you, to hold you, to please you. This is for your own good, to remind you how perfect we are together, how much we can accomplish, saying what you like about your quiet days, but you were meant to be mine, and I was meant to be yours. Admit it, you love this, you love this, maybe not as much as I do, but you love feeling my cock split you open. Was that another moan? Stop trying to hide it. I want to hear how much you love it. Hear how much you love feeling me pound into you. I want you to feel good. I'm going to untie one of your hands, and I want you to rub your clit until you come all over my cock. Wow, what the hell? Enough, damn it. Fine, is this what you wanted? My weight on your body. Pinning you down to the mattress. I have to admit, feeling your struggle is doing it for me. All you want. You're not going anywhere. God, that's durable. But as much as I am enjoying peeling this arm over your head, I really do have better things to do with these fingers. There we go. Back in the rope. Now, where were we? I'm pretty sure that my cock was here. God, you're always so fucking tight, and my face was here. And now I think I'll slide my fingers back down here. As I recall, you like it to be rubbed just, like this. That was definitely another moon, love. Maybe I should work my fingers a little faster. Fuck yes. I love the way you humbled for me. I knew you wanted me too. I was uncertain. I need you to come, baby. I'm so close. I need you to come and take me with you. I know you want to. I know. I can feel how bad you need to. Please, baby, come for me. Clench that tight little condor on my cock and prove that you're mine. Oh yeah. Oh, take it. I'm gonna come on your abdomen. Yes. Oh, yes. Fuck. Yes. Oh, goodness. Oh, shit. Is that the time? I need to get back to the school before they lock up. Promised the night guy $100, yeah, and a bottle of my dad's Johnny Walker Blue to let me into the boiler room. In all the festivities, I didn't have a chance to tell you about the petition, and now I don't have time. Suffice it to say that after tomorrow, all of our problems will be toast, and you and I will be roasting marshmallows naked. I'll explain later, but for now, I want you to wait right here. Covered in my cum, and remember who you belong to. Our love is gone. I will bring you a slushie.